This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For several weeks now, Detroit teachers have been using rolling sick outs to help focus attention on the crushing challenges they're facing in the classroom, from dilapidated, dirty conditions to huge class sizes. Today, DPS teachers took part in the largest sick out so far this school year.
Dirty water, dirty schools, dirty politics! Dirty water, dirty schools, dirty politics!
88 out of the 100 Detroit schools were forced to close today in the state's largest district. Marnina Falk is with us now. On a typical day, she'd be teaching Spanish at the Foreign Language Immersion and Cultural Studies School. But today, she's marching a picket line outside Cobo Center in downtown Detroit. Marnina, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Teachers in individual schools had to vote on whether to be part of the sick out. Marnina, why did you vote to do this?
I was in solidarity with my colleagues and my brothers and sisters in other schools. We are basically at the point where enough is enough. And something has to be done. We have a lot of momentum with finally having our voices heard. And with Obama in town and Snyder speaking last night, it was the time to keep that momentum and make sure that our children's best interests are heard and not silenced.
We know that, as you just said, this is because the president is visiting Detroit and he will be at Cobo to see the auto show. What would you
Correct.
Tell him if you had a chance to talk with him?
I would tell him that something needs to be done about our schools. Our education is our future. There is nothing that can be done for this city if we don't have schools for the students in it. And it needs to be recognized, and it needs to be a priority.
We know school administrators warn teachers should report to work even while students are home because of the sick out. So we know there's a lot at stake for you and your fellow teachers.
Correct.
And that's all right.
Our school district is going to run out of money in April if something isn't done. So I would consider that more at stake than risking a penalty for taking a day off today.
Now, Marnina, there are critics who say, you know, these sick outs are not helping your students, that you should be there with them in the classroom and not holding sick outs. What do you say to those critics?
I will say that we did try to avoid having to close school. We had been taking action for years as a union. On November 3rd, we did a personal business day on a day that the students weren't in school, so we knew it would not affect them. And we all, 2,700 teachers, went to Lansing. But it's reached a point where our voices were not being heard any other way, and we are fighting for our students' best interests because a lot worse will happen if Detroit Public Schools ceases to exist.
What have you been hearing from parents of your students?
I'm hearing a lot of support. Our parents see that we have the students' best interest in mind, and they are in solidarity with us. I also hear that it is hard to not have a place for your child to go that day, but they understand why we are doing it, and they understand that this fight is important.
Governor Snyder spent part of last night's State of the State speech calling on state lawmakers to get moving and pass those two bills introduced last week that would split the DPS into the two parts. What more do you and your fellow teachers want and need from Lansing?
We want them to work for our best interest. We want our steps unfrozen. Teachers have not seen a pay raise in, I think, 9 years. They have not increased a step in salary in 6. And we are working in deplorable conditions. There are mold in schools, mice, not working drinking fountains, food that makes the students sick. We want a change to those conditions. And we want to make Detroit Public Schools a desirable place to work, because right now there are 200 vacancies, and if something doesn't happen, that will only increase. We also want Lansing to recognize the value of public schools and that privatization and charterization in the new all-co system is not the answer.
Will you be back in your classroom tomorrow?
I will. And I will be talking to my students about what it means to stand up and why I was here today.
Marnina Falk, one of the Detroit Public School teachers, taking part in the largest sick out so far this school year, one that closed nearly all of Detroit's schools. She joined us from the picket line outside Detroit's Cobo Center. Thank you so much for joining us, Marnina.
All right. Thank you so much for reaching out.
And today, the Detroit Public Schools went to court with a request for a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction that would bar Detroit teachers from holding any more sick outs. The filing was made in the Court of Claims.